Okay, the sense I got was very much from Psalm 37, verses 5 to 7. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust in him, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. But we must be still before him and wait patiently for him. The sense I got was very much that thing that he will give us what we want, but we will have to be patient. We will have to remain still and calm before him in the meantime.
When Carl was speaking those verses about the resurrection, I remembered the end of that passage of 1 Corinthians 14, and 15, and it ends saying, "Be steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain." I felt like the Lord wanted to say that to each one of us, and for us to steady ourselves on in him is our rock, and to be filled with hope.
I just felt like the Lord was saying something like, can you hear me okay? I've made every provision for you. The cross is your shelter. The cross is your refuge. Come to the cross with your hurt and you'll receive healing. Come to the cross with your inability to forgive and I will give you grace. The cross is your doorway. It's your doorway to life, to hope, to resurrection. I've made every provision for you.
And we have a particular sense for anybody with known or unknown broken bones. Perhaps after the meeting, we can have a few people on this side of the church just be ready to pray with anyone that wants to respond to any of these words. Let's close this time of worship and really give our hearts and lives and all of our gifts to the Lord.
Sing to the King of Ages.